I really need your help tonight, what I got to minister on, what I have to do in this service tonight in fear and trembling, because I'm dealing with some things that are very ticky in the body of Christ. We're still dealing with sonship. Let's just pray a moment. Father, thank you for your help, for your guidance, for your wisdom, for your insight. Illuminate every heart that is here and there and around the world. We thank you for it. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. You may be seated. You may be seated. Now, you will have to put up with me fumbling some because the Lord is up to something, and I've been around long enough to not be afraid to let him do what he won't do or get in trouble. Now, I'm doing this on purpose. I want it around the world. I have partners around the world, thousands of partners. I have 72 churches under us, I think, 77 churches under us. And I receive, ma'am. And the Lord is, you want to stay in your, and I know it's all going on tape, you want to stay in your land.
Yes, sir.
You understand? I know. Yes, that the apostolic here, I deal with finance a lot, and then I pastor this church. But if you do not have this book, every member of this church, you need to get this book, God's Way to Ultimate Help. Some of y'all got it already. How many of y'all got it already? This book here. Every member of this church need this book, and every member of LTMA need this book. You need to read the testimonies, as well as the, forward, yeah, need to read it, and you don't need to read no more of the book. That's how powerful it is. So you need to get your hand on this book. You all got this book?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, read those testimonies and read the forward, then read the whole book. But that the Lord is on my back again. It's just common sense. You know, we use the anointing to fight the enemy, but then we let the enemy whip us with common sense. And the system have us in a position. Turn to Job. Yeah, you Job 21. I'll start out with a scripture. And write this down. Living in the spirit, protecting your soul and your stomach. I said, Lord, living in the spirit, protecting your soul and your stomach. Now, your stomach has to do with all your organs, what's going in your stomach. And common sense, the three areas there in the spirit, the soul, and the senses. You know, it says spirit, soul, and body. Now, we're going to talk about people living horrible lives because they're unhealthy, and then they die a horrible death. Anybody die of a disease, it wasn't from God. And so we have conditioned ourselves and believe this is the normal way to die, or this is the normal way to live. Sickness, disease, and, you know, constantly going to the doctor, getting medicine, the normal way. But that's not the normal way. It's not God. That's not God's pattern. And so I want you to write this down. How to embrace your sonship rights to live and die in hell. To live and die in hell. You die healthy. Time just up. I don't know if you ever seen somebody suffering on their sick bed, they call it. 9 out of 10 die that way. So if you don't live right, you don't die right. And so I want to share with you scriptures that are going to, in Job 21, 23, I'm reading out the Amplified Bible in verse 23. One dies in his full strength, being wholly at ease and quiet. His pails are full of milk. His veins are filled with nourishment. And the marrow of his bone is fresh and moist. Then on the other hand, there, verse 25 says, whereas another man dies in the bitterness of soul and never tastes of pleasure or good fortune. We're going to have to do it now. I have a strong anointing, and I'm your pastor, and I will pray and lay hand on you and put oil on you, and Ken, most of the time, rise you back up. I've seen it happen many times. Very few cases we lose. But at the same time, I need you at this moment to recognize you're going to have to protect your soul and your stomach. Yes. Yes. Ain't that some subject the Lord gave me a procession? I said, what? And we realize what he's talking about. But if you don't live right, you're not going to die right. Now, I'll repeat myself. I have a lot of books I read and a lot of people I study with. But if you die in a disease, you die out of the will of the Lord. That's right. Sickness and disease were not designed for you. And it's very easy to correct any sickness or disease you got in your body. Very, 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 very easy to correct it. But it's going to take discipline. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19. We got to come to grip with this. We got to come to grip where we can't have a worldly attitude and live a spiritual life. I know it got quiet, and it's going to be quiet all over the world, in California, Chicago, New York. But just be quiet, because we need to understand you can do something about this. You must understand the Lord put a physician on the inside of you. Now, doctors was taught that you got a physician on the inside and they're just supposed to assist you, but we got so lazy, we made the doctors our doctors. Average person don't know how to check their own blood pressure, don't know how to check their glucose, don't know how to check nothing. They just go and take the paper. And so the Lord got me here. It's a sonship right to live and die in health. Just get in the bed, call the family together, say, well, my time up, I'll see y'all, bye. And that snuff you out. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Now here in 1 Corinthians 6:19, what? Know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost? What? My body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. My body is the house where the Holy Ghost lives. Which is in you. You see, he in you. Say, the Holy Ghost in me. What you have of God, and you are not your own. You can't eat like you won't eat. Go to the next verse. If you know it's wrong. Oh, Lord. It says here, now, hallelujah. My health and my long life is already paid for. See, for you, the devil can't put nothing on me and keep it on me if I don't help him. Oh, I got two amens. Lord, I told my oldest son, I said, you're going to minister tonight. And then the Lord, I'm sitting on the porch. Leroy just bought his head. I said, I got to go. The Lord told me about the stomach and the soul. See, as I'm studying about the soul, what part the soul play, then the Lord said, wait a minute. I want you to tell them about their stomach. Wow. They get their soul right and their stomach not right. No, what you're putting in your stomach. Right. Lord have mercy. For you are bought with a price. Give me the next one. Give me the 20th for it. You belong to God, you know. For you're born with a pride, therefore glorify God in your body and your spirit, which are God. All right, that's it there. What's your God? Now, Lord, Psalm 139, verse 14, describe the divine abilities that you have as a child of God and how God made you. Psalm 139, verse, and you know, many under the sound of my voice will step back into their health. Many got help the first time, you know. Some in here tonight. Yeah. I will praise thee for our, now here he's talking about how God made us. First of all, he said we are fearfully. It means that God took time to make you. He put some things in you that if you know about how to cooperate with them, they will work miraculously.
Yes, sir.
I'm talking about your body now. That's what he's talking about. I'm fearfully and wonderfully made.
Apostle.
And then he said marvelous three times. Marvelous are thy work. So your body is the greatest thing on the face of the earth outside your spirit. God designed you with a body that can heal itself. Are you listening to me? Or are you turning me off? You turning me off yet? All right. Marvels of thy work. Then he says this. Now I want you to let two scripture kiss. 3 John 2, flip there. And this scripture here, kiss. These two. My soul is very stupid and unlearned and have no idea what I should do. No, I didn't say that. No, it said my soul knows right well. And in there in 3 John, they talk about prosperity in every way. Beloved, I worship above all things that thou mayest prosper and be what?
Yeah.
But notice what it says now.
My soul.
Yeah, see. See. So your soul determines your health. And if your health messed up and your appetite messed up, that means your soul messed up. And he brought that in the church to kill us. The killer is here. The deceiver.
Yes, sir.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Come on now, stick with me now.
Yes,
stick with me. Because you may live a pretty decent life on medicine, but you're going to die a horrible death.
That's true. Tell the truth.
Because your body, you're just going to flake out. You're just going to start flaking out and see. Getting old, one man said, don't make you sick. Getting sick make you old.
Right.
Nutrition is common sense.
It is.
It is common sense. You can't eat no sweet roll and fried chicken from them fast stop place and think you're going to talk to my Lord, I bless this food. The Lord said, food, I ain't listening to you. How you going to bless this? You can't bless that. It's demonized to destroy you. You can't change it all. Change a little at a time. Ask the Holy Ghost to help you.
Holy Ghost,
help me to eat right. See, we need help. All of us need help. But here, I'm going to go through some more scriptures. There, we find out that our bodies don't belong to us. So you don't have the right to abuse and misuse what belongs to God.
Right.
You paid for.
Right.
Say, I'm paid for. You're designed by God to live healthy, 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 healthy. Don't succumb. Don't succumb. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 27. Lord, what you got me doing here? You know, I've walked this way before. I just do what he tell me to do. Is somebody's life he's saving?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Somebody help. I don't want nobody cleaning me.
No, no. No, sir.
And I don't want to wear no diapers. I wore diapers once. Talk to me up in here. But I keep under my body. That's 1 Corinthians 9:27. And bring it into subjection, lest that by any means when I preach to others, I myself should be accountable. How can we preach to people about Jesus and we don't have no evidence of help?
Yes, sir.
We bombed in them in the doctor office. They got our seat. You can eat your way out of sickness and disease.
Yes.
What I said?
Yes.
Now, the Lord looked for somebody else to do this, but he couldn't find them. I know it, because I wasn't coming back here because y'all acted so ugly last time. But he must have couldn't find nobody not scared of you. Sometime a wife tried to talk to her husband, but he talked back. Or sometime a husband tried to talk to a wife, but she talked back. I'm my own woman. You know, some craziness like that. You ought to have a fervent spirit, a flat stomach, and a fed pocket. Write it down. Write it down. You might get it. Write it down. You might get it. Write it down. You ain't never heard that before. Write it down. Fervent spirit, a flat stomach, and a fed pocket. I heard that. I said, wow. Now, I wrote this for you. Somebody be in help. Most Christians believe they can live in the spirit, but think and eat undisciplined, which is the lie of the devil. See, most Christians think they can live in the spirit, but think, and eat undisciplined, which is the lie of the devil. Now, here's what the Holy Ghost is saying. The devil didn't make you sick because he can't take you out. Somewhere you had to cooperate with him. Somewhere you sat down to the table with him more than one time and he called the menu. How many times? He said, devil, I resist you for telling me about that. Resist or assist? All right, let's go on with the scripture. How that scripture said to him that knows to do right and do wrong, it is sin? Yeah. So you sin every time. Soul wounds controls your appetite. You think you're doing it, but it's a soul wound. And unless you get that soul healed, you're never going to control that appetite. So it's deeper than just seeing a sign. It's deeper than just how long I've been doing this. It's a soul wound. It's your thinking. It's your conscience. It's your imagination. It's your will. It's your desire jacked up. Your desire jacked up. Your desire jacked up. Imagination and your memory. We're eating by memory. What tastes good. So we've got to correct it. We're going to need the Holy Ghost. See, now, if we ever needed the Holy Ghost,
right here.
We need the Holy Ghost here more than we need him at a funeral. Because dead people don't talk back. But people who are alive and think they can do what they want to do and then have me and my staff just running all over the town at this hospital, at Baton Rouge General, Lady Lake, going to New Orleans, We don't have that now, but I'm trying to prevent it from being like that. If you don't get it straight now, you're going to die a horrible death. You're going to die with people around your bed. You can't hardly breathe. You're going to have all the machines on you. Oh, yeah, it's coming. But I want you to correct it now. Say, Lord, why I come tonight? Any other night, I could have come another night. I want to hear about money. What good is money? What good is money? You sick. Health and wealth supposed to walk together. As I told you, this book will get you off a sick bed. You listen to me?
Yes,
one man died in full strength. The other one died in bitterness of soul. Listen, and the message was, I was supposed to deal with this, but it seemed like he mixed the two together. Write this down. I've got 7 subjects tonight. Erasing the spirit of bitterness out of our soul. Bitterness is anger and disappointment at being treated unfairly, resentment. You ever been bitter? Huh? Some of y'all still bitter. I can see that now. And then tonight, this message tonight might make you more bitter out there, such a word. Wounds in your soul cause you to be sick and die before time. Wound consists of sin, trauma, then the trauma turn into drama. And you know the two ways we deal with it, right? The blood of Jesus, the blood of the cross, cleanse us from our sin, and then the dunamis power,
right,
which is performance. Enable us to perform miracles and have an excellent soul. Now your aim is, that's why the Lord, God aim is for you, you already got an excellent spirit. He wants you to have an excellent soul and an excellent body. But you got to tie the three in together. See, if your soul is wounded, if you're thinking, your desire are not guided by the Holy Ghost, you're always going to be dealing with the wrong stuff.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Now, not a person on the sound of my voice, I don't care what the disease calls, cannot be healed right now.
Right.
What? Right. You have the audacity to say, listen, your spirit is not sick, right?
Right.
Your spirit is perfect, right?
Right.
All right. Notice what it says here. In this scripture. Let me go back to this scripture. I'll get back to this bitterness of soul in a few minutes. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23. My spirit is perfect, but my soul is in a process. And my body don't give a damn. It can't do nothing. See, your body is controlled by your soul. So your body say, well, you want to eat this? Let's eat this. You want to drink? Let's drink. You want to get drunk? Let's drunk. Let's do some fornication. Your body don't care. Whatever come out your soul. If you don't renew your soul gonna be tripping.
All the time.
And sipping.
Right.
And dipping.
Right.
Are you hearing me? And so it's uneasy, isn't it? It's an uneasy night up in here. It's uneasy. You're supposed to be uneasy. Conviction don't come without unease.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Change has to be made.
Yes, sir.
You know, don't look at me with these warrior eyes. Change got to be made.
Yes,
I'm not intimidated.
Yes,
sir. I love you. I love you, and I don't want to see you on no hustling bed.
Right.
I got to walk down the hall and cry.
No. Should not be.
You can make a change.
Yes, sir.
Even in the world, they say you can make it if you try.
Yes.
The world said that. You Christian, you're a child of God. See? Now 1 Thessalonians 5:23. See, they say don't shout hallelujah night too much tonight, you know. But somebody's life gonna be changed. Somebody gonna get help up in here. And you're gonna lack yourself. Some of y'all don't even lack yourself. And you're doing it to yourself. I didn't lack it when I had a big stomach. I didn't lack it. I look at it, I didn't lack it. Look at it. Couldn't even see my shoes. I don't like it. So I did something about it. And I'm doing some things now. I'm gonna go farther. That's why I got to wait wait a week or two before I get my other set of suit made for camp meeting. Because Oh, yeah. Devil ain't controlling me. How many of y'all know your appetite out of control? The rest of y'all liars, I'll catch y'all out there. Out of control. Only the Holy Ghost and your cooperation and renewing your soul. You see, look what he said, the very God of peace sanctify you holy. You can't be sanctified. He said, holy. What did he say? And I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless until the coming. Do you have to do it yourself? Look at the next verse. Verse 24. Do you have to do it yourself? Look at verse 24.
Come on, help us. Help us.
Faithful is he who called you. Who what?
I also
will give you the strength to do it, to live that. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. And then back that up. Again, these scriptures go over and over, but it's so pertinent. Romans 12, 1 through 3. They're talking about, first thing you're talking about. What the first thing? Romans 12, 1. What the first thing you're talking about? I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that you present your body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God. Your spirit cannot present your body without your soul cooperation. We are to go to glory at our appointed time with vitality and no disease. We should be in full health until our appointed time to die. This is the will of God for the end of your day.
Yes, it is. Yes, sir.
Be full of health. You see, but the old age conditioning that the system work with, you get to a certain age, they tell you now, you know, your time. No, it ain't my time. You talking about your time.
Right.
I'm just kicking in.
Right.
I'm as happy and mature as I ever been before.
Yes.
See? See? People are dying with sickness and disease because of wounds in your soul. Turn to Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27. That's an appointed time to die, but not to die ahead of time, and not to die sick and broke and mad. Like somebody did you something. Get that black man out your soul. Get that black woman out your soul.
Apostle.
Y'all don't want to talk to him up in here. Y'all never heard that before. Get him out of there. Get all inferiority out of you. You a child of God. Look everybody in the eye. And know when to say goodbye. lady called me some years ago. She told me, said, I need to talk with you. I said, yeah. I said, where you go to church? She said, I go there, but my pastor don't understand me. Oh. What you calling me for? And why you stand there if your pastor don't understand you? You gonna use me. Use my congregation pastor up. So you wanna go to one church and have my counseling.
Right.
That'd happen more than one time. And it's appointed unto man wants to die, but after this is the judgment. I just want to say there's an appointed time to die healthy.
Yes, sir.
We're all going to die someday, you know, but die healthy.
Die healthy.
Yeah, die laughing.
Die laughing. Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
I don't want no tube in your arm and, you know, and all your cousins that don't like you come see you. Oh, my God. Now, notice this. See, can we get grip with this? People are dying out of God's time because if they were not, Jesus couldn't raise them from the dead. Because that means Jesus is going against God. Well, I know some say, what do you say? What are you talking about? What in the world? I said, people are dying out of God's time because if they were not, Jesus couldn't raise people from the dead. If he did, listen to this. Jesus never do anything contrary to the Father. So if it was Lazarus' appointed time, Jesus couldn't raise him. Lazarus died because he was sick. We get these Bible characters and we kind of put them on another shelf, but they're people, you know, and they make mistakes. If someone died at their appointed time, then Jesus couldn't resurrect them from the dead. Now, what killed people for their appointed time? But kill people before their appointed time. Wounds in their soul.
Yes.
Are you listening to me?
Yes.
Lazarus, John chapter 11. Lazarus died before his time because of the wounds in his soul. Lazarus' wound caused sickness that caused him to die before his appointed time. Lazarus was sick. What sick mean? John 11 there. Sick means feeble, weak, to be without strength. You know what? Now listen very carefully. Listen very carefully. Lazarus needed to be strong in soul.
Yes, sir.
If you look up sickness, you'll find that. He needed to be strong in soul. But he wasn't. Turn to Luke chapter 5. I'll make this statement again. It's not God's will for people to die with disease. It's not God's will for people to die with disease. Not God's will for people to die with disease. Not God's will for people to die with disease. I don't care what the theologians say. It's not God's will. I'm going by this book. It's not God's will for his children to die with disease. Just had a grandson die, 16 years old. The report come back, natural death. The disease didn't kill him. No disease didn't kill him. God don't want his children to die from disease. What most of God's children die from?
Disease.
Why?
Wounds in the soul.
What else? Wounds in the stomach. Don't forget about the wounds in the stomach. Some of that food is eating up your stomach.
Yes, sir.
Apostle?
You just sing old song, hush, hush, Somebody call him on. I'm doing this because I love you, and I like I'm gonna get in trouble with God today. He told me no, and so I'm all mixed up here. Wow. All shook up because he got me going from one blade to another. But I don't care. I just do what he tell me to do. I've been with him 44 years. Somebody getting blessed. If they're not in here, they're out there in the television land. But somebody, life is being changed. Somebody, life is being saved. Somebody gonna die right up in here. Live right and die right. Live right and die right. Live in health and die healthy. No tube, nothing around me, no machine. Just call my family in and say, I'm about to leave today. That's the way you go. Go to sleep and wake up in heaven. Now, you must understand, I got to get out of here. Medicine don't deal with sickness. What do you deal with? Symptom. Is that right? If you read this book, I got to push it. I don't know if the Lord pushed me. If you read this book, every disease and sickness in your body going to leave.
Yes, sir. Glory to God.
You already run the demons out. Change your habit.
Yes, sir.
And I'm definitely not going to tell you what to eat no more. I'm not bothering you with that. You read this book, find out what your problem is. How many don't mind me looking out for you? Churches, all the churches that are under me, we got to still tell our people what they're doing wrong. Yeah, what they're doing wrong.
Yes, sir.
Come on, sit down a few more minutes, then I'm going to close. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
You're doing it. Yeah, $2,000 check. Now, if you get offended and you get bitter, you're going to get sicker. Devil tricking you again. Don't let him trick you three times. How can I stand up here and feel like I'm 35? How can that be? You eat right, you're going to feel that way. You're going to have some, at the beginning, your body going to be hollering and screaming and talking that old crazy talk. You know, your body really think it run you. And some of y'all body is running you. I'm going to find me another church, me. Some have done that. They came among us, but it wasn't of us. Because I'm going somewhere. And I'm going to take you with me. And if I have to drag you, I'm going to drag you. I did not come here to insult you or make you feel bad. I came here, I want you living longer. We got some more work to do. And so I got to tell you the truth.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Now let me say it here. You're going to do it. The Holy Spirit is going to help you.
Yes,
only the Holy Spirit. Leroy can't help you. The Pope can't help you. Only the Holy Spirit can help you. All I got to do is tell you. You're going to live healthy.
Yes.
Good God Almighty. Notice Luke 5. Sit down a minute. Luke 5:15. You know what infirmity means in the Greek? It means healing of body and healing of soul. That's what infirmity means in the Greek. If you look in a strong concordance, what it'll tell you? Healing of soul and healing of body. Jesus cannot heal your body without healing your soul.
That's right. Yes, sir. That's true.
Notice that. But so much the more went there. Famine brought of him, and great multitude came together to hear and to be healed by him of their infirmity. Healing of the body and healing of the soul.
Yes, sir.
Healing of your thinking.
Right.
Healing of your imagination.
Right. That's right. Yes, sir.
Look at Romans 9:1, if you will. You see the word conscience, you see the word will, you see the word imagination, you're talking about your soul.
Yes, sir.
Notice what Romans 9:1 says. I say the truth in Christ, I lie not. Look what it says. My conscience, my soul,
my
conscience,
yes.
Bear witness,
yes.
Also bear witness with me in the Holy Ghost. My will,
yes.
My desire.
Right.
Well, you can put them all in that voice. My imagination.
Right. Yes.
Bear witness with the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
I'm going to close in a few minutes, class. Jesus fixed Lazarus' problem with dunamis. Dunamis is the resurrection power, the ability to perform miracles and have an excellent soul. He called him back. He called his spirit back in his body and the power to perform a miracle. Jesus also healed his soul. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
This bitterness. You say you've been bitter before, angry? Huh? Some of y'all, like y'all still bitter. somebody misuse you, and you say you forgive them, but you're not really cleared up. We got to get cleared up tonight. I'm going to soak you tonight. When I first in Florida, God soaked me one night. I said, what is God doing? God got different people in the body of Christ. He give things for the body of Christ. Some of us too proud to be taught.
Uh-huh.
Iron sharpens iron.
That's right.
Now, this man know about health. This man, this a preacher, he knows about health.
Yes.
I mean, he's directly on the line.
Yes. Yes.
You know, in the testimony I read, I mean, these people died in 2 months. Go back to the same doctor. Everything gone.
Yes, sir.
No, not 2 moments. Because we want everything in a moment. Not 2 moments. I said 2 months. It's very simple. It's very clear. All of us should have ultimate health.
All of us.
Young people now. Young people. Young people. They're trained. You 30-something years old tomorrow. I got so-and-so. What? You just got here 30 days ago. You got rheumatism and arthritis and all that kind of stuff. You know what I'm saying? That's the way it is. It's funny, but it's sad, isn't it? And don't get that concept about how old you are. Don't mean a thing. No, because your cells are renewing every 90 days. If you give the right food. Huh? Stand up. Quick night to night. You got to get offense and bitterness out of your soul. Somebody may have misused you. Somebody lied to you about a job. All kind of things. Somebody borrowed money, didn't pay it back. You know, and you say you're forgiven, but every time you see them, that money, you know. So through the power of the blood of the cross and the power of the dunamis power from the resurrection. Begin this with me. I repent
for exhibiting
strong animosity
against
friends,
family,
children,
bosses,
foes,
leaders,
spouses, anyone in my life.
I repent of bitterness.
I ask that you take your blood,
Jesus,
and wash me clean
of that sin.
I repent
for being overcome
by bitter
grief,
anguish,
or disappointment.
Lord,
I do not receive that anymore.
I know
I experience
grief,
anguish,
and disappointment,
but I refuse to be bitter.
I repent
for allowing
myself to be bitter
about the thing
that had happened in my life.
I repent
for showing bitter resentment,
bitter
cynicism
toward
people.
Situation.
Wash my sin
of bitterness
right now
by your blood.
I repent
for getting bitter
about that difficult
relationship.
I repent
for saying bitter,
sarcastic
word
toward that person.
Cutting
remark.
In the name of Jesus,
I ask that you will wash
away
my sin of bitterness.
That I will be
resentful
no more.
In the name of Jesus.
I repent
for being intolerable,
unbearable,
because I was bitter.
For being
harsh,
corrosive
in my tone.
For
saying acid
comment,
bitter word,
blustering
fit,
unpleasant,
disagreeable,
because I was
bitter.
And I forgive
everyone
that was
bitter
to me.
Now
you have no
idea what's happening
in here tonight.
That's powerful,
man.
I say to you,
after
being married for
46 years
in June,
after
the Lord started teaching me
this, I mean,
it just changed
our relationship.
And we
have a good one.
But
sometimes
I would talk snappy,
you know, because
I'm studying all the time.
My wife,
she just
back off.
And then
sometimes
she'd talk a little snappy.
But
it was just
the enemy,
Rama.
And now
we know.
So
if we've been married
46
years coming up,
and you've been married
4 years,
I know what
kind of hell you're catching.
So just go
wait
on and learn.
We're teaching them
things. You've been
married 20 years, you know.
Put your
hand on your heart.
You see what
happened? We use the
blood, but we don't
use the power.
See,
the blood cleaned
the sin, but the
power removed the
wound.
Wound
where Satan come
in. You remember
what I taught you in
John
14:30
in the
Amplified
Bible where Satan,
Jesus said,
I'm not going to say much
now because he's coming.
He don't have
nothing on me.
He don't have nothing
in me. We
don't have nothing in common.
That means he
don't have no power over me.
And
so this dunamis
power,
this
power to
perform miracles,
and this power
to
develop an
excellent soul,
come from
the resurrection there in
Philippians 3:10.
It's
ours.
It's ours.
Now,
of course, salare
shikato mo
reshake
vreas
bandele
shokoya.
This
meeting is especially
for some of you
in a special
way.
People have done you
wrong. Some
kind of trauma you've
had in your
family on a
job or something,
and you
didn't know that thing
was still there.
But
tonight,
that wound will
be healed,
and
the
other
ways that Satan
getting in on you
going to
be stopped tonight.
You
don't know how he was
getting in on you, but
that old thing
been holding,
they need this
power to flow through
you, and we're going to do
it right now.
Are you with me?
Yes, sir. Lord.
Your blood
has washed my sin
away.
Now
I ask
that
the power of
dunamis
that
come from your
resurrection
will
heal every
wound
in
my soul
that came
from bitterness.
Soak
my soul.
Cause
it to be filled with
resurrection power.
Cause me
to become what
dunamis mean.
Excellent of
soul.
Excellent of
soul.
Excellent of soul.
Excellent
of soul.
Excellent
of soul.
I command my soul
to be filled with resurrection power.
To be filled with resurrection power.
I decree
every wound
that would make me get sick and die through diseases
before
my time
be healed
right now
in the name of Jesus.
I speak to my soul
and I say,
soul,
receive
resurrection power
right now.
I'm like Lazarus. Come on.
I was resurrected from the dead.
When dunamis entered into my soul,
right now,
I'm being filled with it.
All my sickness,
all disease,
illness,
ailment
that come from my
wound
will have to leave
because my
soul
is becoming
excellent.
I'm excellent of soul.
I'm excellent of soul.
I am excellent of soul.
Now praise God for that.
If,
here's what I'm hearing in the spirit.
If this night had not happened,
some of y'all have gone the rest of your life,
Satan dealing with something,
and you didn't know it.
People can do you some dirty things, can't they?
Ooh,
Lord have mercy.
People can do you some
dirty thing,
but you can't let
that stop you.
You got to stay open,
stay clean.
Yes. Now you're clean.
I want to say
to you, things are going to be
different for you.
That's why
God kept twisting me
today.
He wanted me to come.
I didn't know how he wanted
me to do this, what.
He wanted me to teach
you about eating right
and that your
soul and your stomach,
both got, you got to
be in charge of both of them.
I said, Lord,
how are they going to mix together?
He said, just get up there and
start talking.
That's what I did.
You see,
it's not by might,
nor by
power,
but it's by my
spirit, says the Lord.
So you
cannot be an orator
and obedient
at the same time.
You just
got to obey him.
Step.
See, God
wants you to have the best.
But then
on the other hand, he said,
if you're willing
and
obedient,
you need to get it.
If you abide in me
and my words abide
in you, then you can
act what you will
and it should
be done to you.
So,
class,
I pray
that
manifestation
of health
be on your
body from this night.
You know.
Now,
y'all need to,
you don't have to put
that book back up. Y'all
need to get the book.
I wanted
to buy it for you,
but people, when you
buy something from people,
they
don't.
They just thought,
yeah, thank you.
But
you pay, I don't know how much it costs,
you pay $15, $20
for it, you're going to read something in here.
That's right.
So get it.
It's not hard to
get your hand on it.
How many of y'all
do not have the book?
How many
of y'all was here when
I told you about the book?
Huh?
I received.
You won.
Why
you don't have the book?
I done told you about
money.
How many is
the book called?
$20.
Where
my whip at?
I want
every member
of Word of
Life Christian Center
to have
this book.
You understand me?
Yes, sir.
Y'all gonna do it?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Do
this book.
Do this book.
We
was eating at a Japanese
place.
And,
you know,
some type of soup and
stuff like that.
That bill
was $310.
Because you're
ordering crazy.
You don't, you know, you're
a Japanese player.
I ain't know what I'm.
But
they live long.
They
eat healthy, you see.
But
$20. sir. I receive. I receive. Consistently. $512. He's able to go buy him a new car, daughter's a car. He just says, hey, it worked. It worked. I dare not tell you what to eat, but I just, because y'all get upset, but. I wrote on one page, apostolic help government. Because I was reading, I know that the church apostolically need this, how to govern their health. You follow what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Yes. I wrote on the side, look, side one of these, you got a lot of places you could write. You must be delivered from the disease management trap. Managing disease. You got to deliver that. You heard this. Let your food be your medicine, and your medicine be your food. That's good, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
And then I wrote on one page here, the bottom line, our diet is killing us. I am responsible for my own health status. You know. Y'all gonna get it, right?
Yes, sir.
Within 2 months, all symptoms was gone. I mean, he had all kinds. One man had been operated on as a preacher in the year, 58 years old. He had had three bypass surgery. Then all his artery got clogged up, and he got knocked out. They had him on fluid. And by some kind of way, he heard about this man and read the book and started eating right. And now he's traveling all over the world. Doctor told him he wasn't going to make it. I've been many times since where the doctor said it's the further we can go. I've seen the anointing bring people back. But I also know people got to have common sense.
That's right. That's right.
To take care of themselves, you know.
Right.
Do a little exercise. Stop sitting down looking at that television all day long. I watch a lot of TV, but I do exercise. I did 3 miles today. You need to do it. I want you to be here with me.
Right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Can I get a witness? All right, you may be seated.